we know cloud, which makes it even better. So to find out a bit more about what the sky is doing at this time of the year, delighted to welcome David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. David, you're welcome to us again here on Connemara Community Radio.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, absolutely. And as I say, you know, this particular type of sky is absolutely the best for looking at stars. I mean, we've no cloud, beautiful, cold, crisp evenings. It's a real time to get out and have a look. It's a bit cold, but still it's great to get out. So what are we looking at when we look up at the sky just at this time of the year now?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. We always tell people there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. If the temperature's heading down to the minuses, just put on a few extra layers. We told people that mid-December for the Gemini shooting star shower, and we had a phenomenal response. We packed the Current magazine, be out next week, with reports from all around the country of people who got to see the celestial fireworks in those minus 11 Celsius temperatures we had in certain parts of the country. So it's another good excuse to get out this week and the coming weeks, because we have a reasonably bright comet. That's just on the edge of naked eye visibility, so not as spectacular as the comet we sent everybody out to watch back in July of 2020, Comet Neowise, which was plainly visible to the naked eye. It was about as bright as the brightest stars in the sky. Some people are calling it the Great Comet of 2020, the best in the Northern Hemisphere since 1997, but that was 2020. This one might brighten up a bit more. It could fade. Comets are always so unpredictable. So there's a big article in the next issue of the magazine, which people can get. I'll tell them how to order it at the end. They order it today. They'll have it, probably too late now for tomorrow, but certainly in Monday's post. And that will tell you all about when to see this comet. It'll be closest and brightest around about February 1st, so plenty of time to see it. It's sort of near the plough, and it's going to pass between the plough and the North Star and be overhead when it's at its best. So conditions from Ireland couldn't be better. So that's the excitement we have for late January or early February anyway. And of course there are plenty of planets to see in the sky, and earlier on I just watched the International Space Station going over, so there is loads to see.
Just tell me a bit about comets, because you know we've all talked about them over the years. We've seen some very spectacular ones and things like that, but they're quite a bit of a mystery to most people, I would imagine, who are listening in this evening.
Yeah, comets are very important because you and I might be made mostly of comets. About two-thirds of our body mass is water, and we think perhaps half of that came from comets. The early Earth, when it was very hot, from rocks colliding together to make a planet as big as the one we're on, it was too hot for water to exist, so the water came from somewhere. And there shouldn't be this much water on the Earth's surface, so we think soon after that, icy comets from far out in the depths of space, way beyond the outer planets, fell in toward the sun. We're not sure why. Perhaps a passing star disturbed them and forced some of them to fall in. Anyway, they bombarded the Earth, filled our oceans, and it's those oceans that ultimately gave birth to life. And here we are, the evolution of that billions of years later. So we could actually be roughly a half or a third comet juice. So comets, they're quite fun to watch in the sky, but they could also be very important. And this particular comet, we're going to set up a watch for it next week if you're in the Dublin area. Don't worry if you're not. You can see it, thank you, with the naked eye, certainly with a pair of binoculars. And one of the things we've done in the guide is tell people when it's near really bright things that they can find. So even if you don't know the sky, the guide will help you. It's two or three nights where it passes really prominent objects, like the planet Mars, for instance, that you can see out there now. It's like around 9 o'clock. It's at its highest in the south, almost overhead. It's very orangey-red. Looking at it in binoculars last night, very orangey-red in binoculars. It's one of the brightest things in the sky. You don't need a pair of binoculars to see it. It's just always nice to have a close-up look. So the Comet Watch will be on Wednesday next week, and that's actually 1 week exactly before our evening classes, which are online for everybody in the country. We didn't know we were going to have a bright comet. We normally do a telescope watch in January to help people who've got a telescope off Santa and don't know how to use it. Some people don't even know how to assemble it. So we'll do all that for them at the event. And if it's clear, then we have the comet that we'll be able to see in the telescopes we're going to bring anyway. And the planet Jupiter will be near the moon. You'll see Jupiter outside right now. It's blazing over in the southwest sky, the brightest thing in the sky. Mars just a little bit in brightness behind it. And then the rest of the stars are fainted in both of those objects. So there's a lot to see right now, but they'll be on show next week, and the moon, I'd say, will have moved up close. So we were going to show people the moon, Jupiter, they're close, and Mars as well while we were there. Now we've got this comet sort of stealing the limelight. So it's going to be a fantastic event, January 25th. The details are on our website. And like I said, you can't get there, get the magazine, but look for the comet yourself. People in Dublin won't get great views because of all the street lights. People who live out in the countryside will get a much better view.
Okay, that's good. We should have it fine out here in Connemara, hopefully. And the beginner's astronomy classes, as you say, starting the 1st of February, how do they operate, or how do people sign up for those?
Well, they're on Zoom, so anybody in the country, technically in the world, can actually tune in. And if you haven't got Zoom, it runs on any computer. You can get it on your phone as well. It was a big sort of hit during all the lockdowns. It forced astronomy on. We were thinking of trying to do this. We hadn't heard of Zoom before the first lockdown. Quickly researched it, and it turns out to be the solution we've been looking, because most of Astronomy Island members don't live in Dublin. There's obviously quite a few here, given the population, but the vast majority live outside Dublin. This is a great way now that people in up in Letterkenny, over in the west, down in Kerry, can avail of the evening classes as much as anybody else can. They could even watch the evening classes up on the International Space Station if they wanted to. They have an internet connection. Something tells them they probably know a lot about astronomy. And the whole idea was people were reading our magazine, and the idea of telescopes in space are beaming back to the Earth, and look at those. So, you know, people want to know more about the other areas they weren't experts in. So we set up this class that does everything. The sun, the moon, the planets, the Big Bang, how to pick and use a telescope, life in the universe. So a bit of everything to bring people from beginners up to, you know, knowing a reasonable amount over the course of 8 Wednesday nights, 2 hours each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 o'clock. So I'd encourage anybody who's just discovering an interest in space to sign up for them. You don't have to be a member of Astronomy Island. We'd actually make you a member and start sending you the magazine as soon as you sign up tonight. And then to sit back, and the great thing about Zoom is if you missed the lecture, you might have an appointment one of the Wednesday nights. Well, a recording will be sent to you the next day, so you can still tune in. So it's turned out to be an absolute game changer for Astronomy Island to really become the national organization always wanted to be, without having to have branches all over the country. It was very difficult to get that many volunteers in a small country like Ireland. So now people can avail of the classes and learn everything they ever wanted to know about the universe, but were afraid to ask.
Okay, well, it sounds really fantastic, David. And thank you again for being with us this evening. And good luck to you and everybody in Astronomy Ireland. And as I say, those classes starting the 1st of February, we remind people about them later on the programme as well. But thanks for being with us this evening.
Thank you.